On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was October 21, 1861, start of the extra session of the rebel legislature. As we have documented here, the early days of the Civil War meant unprecedented changes in state government. As the war descended onto Missouri's capital city, certain factions found themselves making decisions that would ultimately upend the state. In this case, what became known as the rebel legislature moved from Jefferson City to the south. Eventually, they found a temporary home at the Masonic Hall in Neosho. Before all was said and done, those involved would move out of the Show Me State. Claiborne Fox Jackson proclaimed the third, or special session, of the 21st General Assembly the previous September 26th. This particular Monday would start with reading of the proclamation. He had only been Missouri governor since beginning of the year and had misread what would happen with the secession vote a few weeks before this date. There was no roll call vote to officially begin the session. However, an adjournment motion was made. The rebel Senate would stand adjourned until 9 the next morning. The rebel legislature introduced, discussed, and passed a number of bills during its session. Oddly enough, none of them had bill numbers, but were still considered official. This extra, or third session, would adjourn on November 7th. October 21st, 1861, the date marking the beginning of the extra session of the rebel legislature on this date in Missouri Senate history.